Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. On today's show, I'll be bringing you the latest on such celebrities as Paul Walker, Gladys Knight, Prince, Joe Jonas, Roseanne Barr, and Gucci Mane, as well as the latest on OutKast. Are they reuniting again? And is Katy Perry UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador? All those stories and more coming up right after these messages.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi and happy holidays, everybody. This is Faith Hill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Please remember during this holiday season, when you celebrate, designate. Always choose a designated driver. Your friends and family will thank you for it. Have a safe and happy holiday, and remember, friends, don't let friends drive drunk. Hey,
a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And if you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, and if you want to know what your favorite celebrities are up to, just click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when the next time I will be on the air live. Also, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, please give me a call on my call-in number, which is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656. And press the number 1. Also, That's Entertainment is on Facebook. Just type in That's Entertainment Radio in the search box and click on the like button. That's THAT'S Entertainment Radio, and click on the like button. You're going to see a large logo with the red carpet and the Hollywood spotlights in front, or you can always go to the link at www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Currently, the temperature in the NY is a cloudy 56 degrees. Before I get started with the first story of the day, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone that followed me on Twitter, and especially here on Blog Talk Radio. And speaking of Twitter, if you like to follow me, I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. And if you'd like to befriend me on Facebook, just look me up under Tammy Jones-Gibbs. That's Entertainment is also on Twitter as well. Just go to That's Entertain 1. That's THATS, Entertain, and the number one. I also like to give a shout-out to everyone on the phone lines. Thank you for listening. And if this is the first time tuning into the show, I'd like to take the time out to say welcome and thank you to all my loyal listeners for tuning in week after week as I bring you the latest info from the world of entertainment. And if you'd like to make a comment about any of the stories that I mentioned on the show, just give me a call. Tell me what you think. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. So how is everyone? I know it's been a while. You know, it's been 2 weeks, right? Been 2 weeks since I've been on the air last. But before I get started with the show, I wanted to make an announcement. I have a special guest coming in. Tune in for a special edition of That's Entertainment, where my special guest will be Sean Stockman from Boys to Men. He's going to be stopping by to talk about being a judge on NBC The Sing Off, and there's going to be. And I also wanted to talk to him about any new music from Boys to Men. Are they in the studio to make any new music? You know, Boys to Men just renewed their residency in Las Vegas. Right now, they currently sing at the Mirage Hotel in Vegas. So I'm looking really forward to talking to him about that. So that's going to be on Monday, December 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. Make sure you check me on Facebook. You can also, again, check That's Entertainment Facebook. Again, that's www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio, and I'll also be tweeting about it. Again, follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS, Entertain, and the number 1. Lots to talk about this week, lots of things to talk about, you know, the latest from Paul Walker. As you guys know, we lost a great actor on Saturday. Actor Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious franchise was killed in a car accident on Saturday. He was with his friend, who happens to be a race car driver, by the name of Rodas. He and Rodas was at a charity function, and I'll tell you more about that. Also, Gucci Mane is facing 20 years in prison. I'll tell you what were the charges, and I'll tell you the latest about that. And also, Jay-Z and Beyonce are thinking about becoming vegans. And I'll give you the reason why and how long they're planning on doing this. And Lady Gaga is going to be hitting the road. She's going to be starting a new tour coming up next year. I'll tell you more about that. And Rita Ora has been cast in the next, she's going to be cast in the 50 Shades of Grey movie. So I'm going to tell you more about that. So let's get started. Lots of ground to cover. I'd like to thank everybody that's currently on the phone lines, that's tuning in. I'd like to thank everybody that's in the chat room. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. As you all know, Fast and Furious star Paul Walker has died. He was only 40 years old. The actor passed away following a car crash in Santa Clarita, California. Walker was the passenger in a Porsche when the driver, former racer Roger Rodas, who lost control and hit a lamppost. The vehicle then burst into flames. Both Walker and Rodas was pronounced dead at the scene following the collision, which happened around a fundraiser for the star charity organization Reach Out Worldwide. The event was held at the car customization store Always Involving, which they co-owned. Walker appeared in all but one of the Fast and Furious movies and was working on Fast and Furious 7 at the time of his death. He has already filmed roles in 3 further movies, a thriller called Hours, set during Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and the comedy crime drama Pawn Shop Chronicles and Brick Mason. Luke Benson's English language remake of his own District 13. Walker's other credits include Into the Blue, Flags of Our Father, Takers, Varsity Blues, She's All That, and the CBS soap opera The Young and the Restless. He is survived by a 15-year-old daughter by the name of Meadow. And while we're on the subject, you know, every day, every minute is a lot of updates revolving around Paul Walker's death. The car which Paul Walker was traveling was not in a street race when it crashed. This is what authorities have confirmed. A statement from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department confirmed that the 2005 Porsche Carrera GT driver Roger Rodas was not racing another car before the crash on Saturday night, which killed both of them. The authorities are analyzing physical evidence from the scene alongside images from security cameras, and they're taking witness statements. Now, Paul Walker's father, Paul Walker Sr., he was very emotional when he gave an interview one day after the accident, which took his son's life. Speaking to CBS 2 on Sunday, December 1st, the actor's father talked about his son, saying that he considered taking a hiatus from the entertainment world to get closer to his daughter. Metal, Paul's teenage daughter, with his ex-girlfriend, spent most of her life in Hawaii with her mother, but she was recently moved in with her father. The devastating news left many fans and his co-stars in shock. One of his co-stars, Michelle Rodriguez, mourned the actor's passing. She wrote on Monday, December 2nd, quote, "I'm going to carry this torch for you, brother, with a forced smile on my face, and I'm going to open my heart just because you're telling me to," unquote. And she was not the only one. You know, actor Tyrese Gibson was also at the crash site where he was holding a yellow flower, and he broke down. And Tyrese also Instagrammed the pictures. He had also picked up like some a little of some the residue of the site, remnants of some of the residue from the site to remind him and to hold on to it, to remember his long lost friend and what he called his brother. So it was very emotional. A lot of people was taking Tyrese pictures. And also Vin Diesel also posted a tribute to the late star on his Facebook page, referring to Walker by his Fast and Furious character name. Diesel said, quote, "I will always love you, Brian, as the brother you were on and off screen," unquote. The tribute comes after Walker family thanked fans for their support and asked that any donation to the late actor be made to his charity, Reach Out Worldwide. Walker appeared as Brian O'Connor in all but one of the Fast and Furious movies and was working on Fast and Furious 7 at the time of his death, and production on the film has been delayed. They were filming in Atlanta, they were filming in Atlanta, from what I was told, and I heard, this might not be true, but I heard that they were going to wrap up their filming in Atlanta, and they were going to pack up to head to Dubai, but I'm not sure about that, but I know they were filming most of the movie in Atlanta. And more information on Paul Walker, the autopsy on Paul Walker and his friend Roger Rodas, who passed away, it has been completed. However, the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office said that the final results were not available yet. Craig Harvey of the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office explained in an email in the Los Angeles Times that examination had been completed, but the final identification of the bodies would only start last night, or they said here on Tuesday evening, but I'm assuming that was last night. No results will be released until as early as today. So a representative for Walker took to Facebook on Tuesday, December 3rd, to deny reports stating that the Fast and Furious actor Dorda Metal was with him at the Reach Out Worldwide charity event and witnessed his death. Walker family additionally had asked fans again to make donations to his charity, Reach Out Worldwide, or it's better known as the acronym ROWW, in lieu of flowers or other gifts. As reported by The Hollywood Reporter, Universal also has stated that a part of the proceeds made from the DVD sales of Fast and Furious 6 will be donated to the organization. Tyrese Gibson, again, who co-starred in the movie franchise and went to the crash site in tears, reportedly is helping Walker's family with the funeral arrangements. And Pantalion Film and Liongate will stick to their plans to release Paul Walker's final finished movie, hours on December 13. It means that the Hurricane Katrina film will make its way out just 2 weeks after the actor's passing, which was Saturday, November 30. In the film, Walker plays a new father who struggled to keep his newborn baby alive during the ravages of Hurricane Katrina. He stars alongside Genesis Rodriguez. Brick Mason and Fast and Furious 7 will also be released. They were also going to be released for Walker. The actor will, they're saying that they were not going to released that the Hours movie, but they said that, you know, since it was going to be released anyway on December 13, they decided to just go with it. So, and again, the Fast and Furious 7 movie, the production is still put on hold because of the wake of the tragic accident. So my condolences go out to Paul and, his family, his daughter. A lot of people, we have seen Paul act through all these, the Fast and Furious franchise, and it's like, a part of us know this man. I mean, we don't know him personally, but we feel like we know him because we watch his movies. He's been in these franchise, and it's so sad, he was only 40 years old and so young, and I'm pretty sure he had a lot of movies to do, but according to his father, he wanted to take a break, but yeah, my condolences goes out to him and his family, and also to his friend, the former racer Roger Rodas. In other news, according to a press release, the legendary Gladys Knight, her husband, and members of her family will be heading to reality TV to star in Nightlife with Gladys. It's going to be on Entertainment One special. It's going to be airing on December 28th at 10 p.m. Eastern on OWN, which is Oprah Winfrey's network. In this special, Gladys Knight is feeling the pressure of both work and life. Her family, especially her husband, they need her, and she is pushed to the limits while recording a new album, being on tour, having a song in the blockbuster film, and on top of it all, opening a restaurant. Her chaotic work schedule is taking a toll on her personal life, but it will follow her as she works her magic to juggle it all. The show is produced by Entertainment One with Tara Long serving as executive producer. John Meredith and Steve Walker also serve as executive producers. So yeah, Miss Gladys Knight is going to be heading to reality TV. And the Essen Music Festival will be celebrating its 20th anniversary in 2014, and the legendary musician, the Royal Badness himself, Prince, is officially on board to commemorate the event with a headlining performance. During the 4th of July weekend, which is July 3rd to the 6th, 2014, the Purple Worm will descend upon the Superdome, not only to celebrate the festival's 20th birthday, but also in support of the Rebuild the Dream Innovation Fund Youth Empowerment Initiative, #YesWeCode, which encourages the youth to use technology mixed with creativity to code. Prince also headlines the festival's 10-year anniversary in 2004. This year's Essence Fest welcomes over 540,000 people, breaking an attendance record. Other performers will be announced in the coming weeks. For more information on Rebuild the Dream Initiative, #YesWeCode, visit YesWeCode.com. And to purchase tickets to the 2014 20th anniversary of the Essence Festival, visit www.EssenceFestival.com. Joe Jonas talks about various topics such as drugs, sex, and dating in a piece he penned for Vulture magazine. The former member of Jonas Brothers admitted in the piece that he tried smoking weed after Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato told him to give it a try. In addition to his experiment with weed, the singer revealed that he lost his virginity at the age of 20 because he wanted to wait for that perfect person. The 24-year-old Joe also dishes on his first serious relationship and revealed that he has dated fans. He confesses that being in a long-distance relationship was difficult, and they announced their breakup on the same day as a cover story confirming the relationship with details that came out. So, yeah, Joe Jonas is talking it up for Vulture magazine. He said that Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato got him to try marijuana. It was assumed that he was also dating Ashley Green, who we all know from the Twilight movie. There was a rumor saying that he had lost his virginity to her. So, and he also admitted that he has made out with several of his fans. He had hooked up with his fans. So, yeah, Joe Jonas is telling it all. Right now we have here 20 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. If you want to know more about the show, please follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS. Entertain and the number one, and like us on Facebook. We're on Facebook now. Just go to www.facebook.com/ That's Entertainment.radio. Roseanne Barr has criticized NBC in an online rant. The comic actress was hired by the network earlier this year to develop and star in a new sitcom project with Nurse Jackie showrunner Linda Wallum. However, in a series of tweets over the weekend, Barr made it publicly known that the development process had not been enjoyable. Although she did not name Wallum, Barr spoke of a female showrunner who was unavailable for 7 weeks before sending her a poor script. Barr continued in further tweets, which has since been deleted, describing Anderson Cooper as a toad and criticized former Roseanne showrunner Matt Williams. Roseanne ran for 9 seasons on ABC from 1988 to 1997. And rapper Gucci Mane may spend 20 years in jail following his latest run-in with the law. According to U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia, the Atlanta rapper was charged in federal court on Tuesday, December 3rd, with 2 counts of possession of a firearm by a felon following 2 separate incidents in September. If convicted on both charges, Gucci Mane may face 20 years in jail and a $500,000 fine. As quoted by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, his lawyer, Drew Fining, said, quote, "We are actively reviewing the discovery of evidence federal and local authorities have in the case," unquote. The rapper will be held in DeKalb County Jail until his next court appearance in January. He has been there since September 14th. September 14 arrest. Reports frequently suggested that Gucci Mane was incredibly agitated on the day when the police came following his friend's report. Gucci Mane, whose real name is Radrick Davis, was said threatening the officer and was arrested as the result. He was charged with disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, and carrying a handgun. And OutKast has fueled rumors that they are planning to reunite after a picture of member Andre 3000 and Big Boi was posted on the latter's Instagram yesterday, or I think that was Monday, December 2nd. The duo also seen on Stewart Avenue in Atlanta in the image with Big Boi wearing an OutKast jacket. He also used the hashtag unforgivable when posting it. The Hey Y'all singer was recently rumored to be reforming for Coachella Festival next year, but they are yet to confirm this. 2014 would mark 10 years since the debut album Southern Player. If OutKast do reunite at Coachella, it would have been nearly 8 years since their last album, Idlewild. Wow. So, yeah, everybody's waiting for them to reunite. You know, OutKast was one of those rap duos from Atlanta, from the South, who really broke through, that whole Dirty South thing. I think they were one of the first rap duos to put that Dirty South rap music onto the map. So everybody's looking forward to them. And, you know, of course, Andre 3000 is also an actor. Well, both Andre and Big Boi, they both have acted in several movies. And Andre is currently, I don't know if he's finished wrapping up, but he's currently playing the late Jimi Hendrix in the upcoming biopic. So everybody's looking forward to that. And Katy Perry has been appointed as UNICEF newest Goodwill Ambassador. The Roar singer will work with vulnerable young people to help them take an active role in securing a brighter future for themselves. She will work with children and adolescents living in severe poverty, affected by violence, abuse, and neglect, and in emergency and conflict situations. Earlier this year, the PRISM star visited Madagascar as part of the UNICEF mission, bringing attention to the situation of children living in the country. As a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, she follows in the footsteps of David Beckham, Orlando Bloom, Jackie Chan, Liam Neeson, Susan Sarandon, and more. And singer-actress Jennifer Lopez, she's going to receive the Grace Kelly Award at the upcoming 8th Annual March of Dimes Luncheon set for this Friday, December 6th at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles. The mother of 5-year-old twins is being recognized as a celebrity parent role model supporting women giving birth to healthy babies after full-term pregnancies. The 75-year-old nonprofit organization aims to prevent birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. Reese Witherspoon was recognized last year. And congratulations to Kim Fields. Kim Fields, who we all know who played Doherty Tootie Ramsey on The Facts of Life, has welcomed her second child with husband Christopher Morgan. Phil gave birth to the baby on Tuesday, December 3rd at 10:30 a.m. in Atlanta. The baby boy arrived weighing in at 8 pounds, 8 ounces. Phil said in a statement that she and her husband named their second son Quincy Xavier. In addition to baby Quincy, Fields and Morgan are parents to 6-year-old Sebastian Alexander. Fields and Morgan got married back in 2007. The former living single star announced in July that she would welcome another addition to the family after experiencing 2 miscarriages. Sebastian and Christopher are very excited. She said that they're very blessed. And Kim Zolciak and her husband, Croy Bierman, had welcomed another baby. I guess you can say 2 babies. The former Real Housewife of Atlanta star announced on Instagram that she has given birth to twins, a son named Kane Wren and a daughter named Kaya Rose. Zolciak announced her pregnancy back in June after later revealed that she was expecting twins. The reality star and her husband also have older sons named Croy Jagger and Cash K together. Zolciak has 2 daughters from a prior relationship as well. Right now we have here 26 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you are tuning in to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, please follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain in the number 1. And please like us on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. We're on the Facebook page. I bring you the latest entertainment news that are hitting the airways and what people are talking about. And also, it also gives you a rundown of stories that I'm going to be talking about on the show, as well as stories that I didn't get around to. So make sure you like us on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. And if you are just tuning in, in 2 weeks, Monday, December 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, my special guest is going to be Sean Stockman from Boyz II Men. He's going to be stopping by to talk about this season of NBC's The Sing Off, where he's one of the judges. And we're going to also be talk about their residency, the group Boyz II Men. They just renewed their residency at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. And we're also going to be talking about if there's going to be any new music coming from the group. So again, that's going to be Monday, December 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. And I'll also post updates on Twitter and on our Facebook page to tell you about the exact time when that show is going to be. Right now we have here 28 minutes in the hour. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the latest from Lady Gaga. She's going to be hitting the road again next year. She's going to be kicking off a 25-date tour, and I'll tell you more about that. And guess what? Star Wars, the movie Star Wars, has launched an official Instagram account. And they have posted selfies from Darth Vader. I'll tell you more about that. And NBC is getting ready to adopt a classic movie, The Wolfman. It's going to be coming to TV. And Barbara Walters has revealed her most fascinating people of 2013. All those stories and more coming up right after the break, so stay tuned.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
That was the latest from Pharrell Williams called Happy. And it's also from the soundtrack Despicable Me too. Jay-Z and Beyonce, matter of fact, are thinking about becoming vegans. Jay-Z claimed he saw the sign that he had to go vegan for 22 days to celebrate his 44th birthday. The rapper announced on his Life and Time blog that he and his single wife, Beyonce Knowles, have vowed to keep meat off the table until Christmas. Jay-Z said, quote, "On December 3rd, one day before my 44th birthday, I will embark on a 22-day challenge to go completely vegan, or as I prefer to call it, plant-based." He has been introduced to plant-based breakfast when presented with the challenge by a friend and found it easier than he thought. The numbers have sometimes something to do with the decision. Psychologists have said that it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. On the 22nd day, you found the way. Jay-Z promised to keep his reader posted on his progress. As a start, the parents of Blue Ivy were seen leaving a vegan restaurant called Real Food Daily on Tuesday, December 3rd. And Leona Lewis, Audra McDonald, Ashanti, and Lauren Elena from American Idol have joined the lineup for tonight's anticipated Christmas in Rockefeller Center special. Centered around the lighting of the world's most famous Christmas tree, the live broadcast from Rockefeller Center right here in New York City will air tonight at 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. The star-studded holiday special is hosted by today's anchor Matt Lauer, Savannah Guthrie, Al Roker, and Natalie Morales, and will feature performances from Mary J. Blige, Toni Braxton, Mariah Carey, Kelly Clarkson, Kenny Babyface Edmund, Google Doll, Ariana Grande, Jewel, Leona Lewis, Audrey McDonald, and The Rockettes. Madonna also stars in The Sound of Music Live on NBC, airing on December 5th from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Ashanti and Alana will perform only at the 7 to 8 p.m. hour slot, and it's only going to be airing on selected NBC stations. The 81st annual holiday extravaganza will feature a 76-foot Norway spruce that is 47 feet in diameter and weighs approximately 12 tons. More than 45,000 energy-efficient multicolored LED lights will be strung to decorate the tree, topped with a 9.5-foot-wide LED-lit Swarovski crystal star. So that's, again, that's going to be Christmas in Rockefeller Center. That's going to be tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's only been several months since Kanye West dropped his Yeezus album. However, the rapper is already working on a new record to follow up his sixth studio album, which debuted at number one on Billboard 200 earlier this year. West has recruited A Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, and Def Jam founder Rick Rubin for his upcoming studio effort. It won't be West's first time to work with both Q-Tip and Ruben. Q-Tip contributed to West's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, while Ruben, who has been linked to everyone from Jay-Z and Eminem to Adele and Lana Del Rey, had a big role in producing Yeezus. When visiting Philadelphia Power 99 late last month, West talked about his plans to put out a new LP by summer next year. And Lady Gaga is hitting the road again next year, this time to support her newest chart-topping album, Art Pop. The Mother Monster had announced the North American date for the tour titled Art Raid, the Art Pop Ball Tour. The 25-date trek is set to kick off on May 4, 2014 at the BB&T Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The 27-year-old pop star will visit several cities in the U.S. and Canada before wrapping things up at Los Angeles Staples Center on July 21st. Upon announcing her new tour, Gaga said on Twitter that her upcoming show will be a full-on party combining music, fashion, and technology in one explosive performance. Tickets go on sale to the general public starting on Monday, December 9th. Previously, Gaga launched Born This Way Ball Tour after releasing her 2011 album, Born This Way. The ball, which was one of the highest-grossing tours of 2012, was cut short earlier this year due to the singer's hip injury. Before beginning her new tour, Gaga will play the final shows at the Roseland Ballroom right here in New York. She's set to perform some intimate shows from late March to early April at the venue that will close its door for good next year. And Billy Joel has announced his residency at Madison Square Garden in New York. In a press conference on Tuesday afternoon, December 3rd, the pianist said that he would play a show per month at the iconic venue for the indefinite future. Joel becomes the fourth Madison Square franchise, joining the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Liberty. Tickets for the first four shows that are scheduled for January 27th, February 3rd, March 21st, and April 28th are already sold out. Tickets for the fifth show, which will happen on the star's 65th birthday on May 9th, will be available for purchase on Saturday, December 7th at 10 o'clock a.m. There's still no word on when more dates will be announced. The musician, who ended his three-year hiatus from the role earlier this year, has so far played 46 shows at the iconic MSG, and he has set the record for most consecutive sold-out concerts there with 12. And Star Wars had launched an official Instagram account, posting a selfie from Darth Vader. A tweet urged followers to subscribe, saying it is useless to resist. The Instagram page has been unveiled ahead of Star Wars Episode 7, which is expected for a December 18, 2015 release. Two behind-the-scenes photos from the original film has also been posted on the account, including a concept model of the Star Destroyer in A New Hope. In 12 hours, the Instagram page attracted just under 60,000 followers. Producers are currently searching for two lead roles in the upcoming seventh installment of the sci-fi franchise, a street-smart girl in her late teens and a smart, capable man in his early 20s. R2-D2 was recently confirmed to be making a return to the series. And Universal Pictures has announced the release date for the next Bourne film. The latest installment of the action thriller franchise will hit theaters on August 14, 2015. Jeremy Renner will return to the fifth film in the series as Aaron Cross, following his debut in 2012, The Bourne Legacy. Fast and Furious filmmaker Justin Lin will make his own debut in the franchise as director, while longtime producer Frank Marshall will return with Jeffrey Weiner and Ben Smith. Original star Matt Damon said last year that he would be open to a return to the series in the future. The Bourne Legacy grossed $276 million worldwide when it was released in 2012. And NBC is going to adapt The Wolfman for television. The network will team once again with writer Daniel Knopf, who currently serves as showrunner on Dracula. The Wolfman will be based on the 2010 film version, which starred Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins. The franchise originated with a 1941 movie featuring horror legend Lon Chaney Jr. in the title role. NBC's new adaptation is being eyed for Friday night in the slot currently occupied by Dracula, where it will air alongside supernatural drama Grimm. Knopf previously created HBO cult series Carnival and worked as a writer and consultant producer on Spartacus, War of the Damned. And Rita Ora has been cast in the 50 Shades of Grey movie. The singer confirmed yesterday that she will play Christian Grey's adopted sister, Mia, in the big screen adaptation. Ora joined Dakota Johnson, Jamie Dornan, Luke Grimes, Elose Mumford, I hope I'm pronouncing that, and Jennifer Ely in the cast for the 2015 film, with Sam Taylor Johnson on board as director. It will be the singer's biggest acting role to date after she made a brief appearance as a racer in the Fast and Furious 6 earlier this year. The character of Mia appeared in all three of E.L. James' 50 Shades novels, featuring more heavily towards the end of the trilogy. Dornan, who replaced Charles Hunnam as Christian Grey, recently said that he is not afraid of taking on the role. Meanwhile, author E.L. James has said that she is terrified of her book being adapted into a highly anticipated film. 50 Shades of Grey will be released on Valentine's Day weekend in 2015. And female rapper Little Mama lost in a court battle against her lawyer. The lip gloss rapper was accused of falling behind her legal fees, and after the court decision, she has to fork out $18,000. The lawyer, who specializes in intellectual property, has been protecting the stage name Little Mama for years. He claimed he worked for Little Mama until 2011, but he has not been paid for 3 years beginning 2008. The unnamed lawyer then took the matter to court, in which Little Mama suffered a defeat. Per TMZ, she is ordered to pay roughly $18,000, including for the bill, interest, and other fees. Little Mama real name is Nia Tia Jessica Kirkland, has not released any album since her 2008 debut, Voice of the Young People, or VYP. She crossed the bridge to the acting world by starring in VH1 biographical film Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story, as Lisa Left Eye Lopez. The TV movie aired last month to 4.5 million viewers. Little Mama recently performed at the American Music Award, joined the remaining original members of TLC to perform their 1995 hit, Waterfalls. And Barbara Walters' list of most fascinating people of 2013 has been partly revealed. This will be the last 10 people who grace the list because the veteran journalist has announced in May her retirement from TV journalism next year. Not in particular order, the list includes Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, who are together known as Kim-Ye. They have been making headlines with the birth of their baby girl, Northwest, and their current engagement. Prince William and Kate Middleton baby Prince George, who was born in July, make it to the list, as well as alongside Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Lawrence, Robin Roberts of Good Morning America, cast members of Duck Dynasty, and NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. The one who make it to the top of the list will be revealed on the 90-minute show, which airs December 18 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. The special, which started in 1993, will also reflect on the high spots from the last 20 years. Right now we have here 15 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and when we come back, I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day, so stay tuned.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Dave Koz for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel of their car, get the car keys. Your friends will thank you for it, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There's no place like home.
Getting home safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Left remaining in the show, and for the last remaining stories of the day, Halle Berry has teamed up with the History Channel to deliver a small screen take on the life of legendary Carthaginian General Hannibal Barca. The Storm of X-Men Days of Future Past will executive produce Hannibal the miniseries, which is penned by Oscar-nominated writer Jeffrey Kane for such shows as movies as The Constant Gardener and GoldenEye. The miniseries kicks off in Carthage in 264 BC at the beginning of his life in North Africa and goes through the Second Punic War between Carthage and Rome. Hannibal and his arch-nemesis, Scipio Africanus, takes a sacred vow to destroy the other and the nation each serves. However, despite their fiercely opposed allegiance, the two are brought together and grow to respect each other as brothers. Berry recently landed a starring role in CBS summer series Extant for executive producer Steven Spielberg. She will play a female astronaut who is trying to reconnect with her family when she turns after a year in outer space on the futuristic thriller. And Sam Champion is leaving ABC, or he left the ABC for the Weather Channel. The longtime weatherman of Good Morning America has announced that he has resigned from his post on the morning show to take a role as managing editor and host of a new morning show on the cable channel owned as a joint venture between NBC Universal, Blackstone Group, and Bain Capital. In an email to employees announcing Champion's departure, ABC News President Ben Sherwood stated that over the years at GMA, Sam had broadcast more than 1,800 weather forecasts. He has traveled to almost every major weather event in the U.S., and as many of you know, Sam Goldbag is already ready, and his stellar reporting during Superstorm Sandy contributed to ABC Peabody Award for coverage of that historic storm. Champion, who has also been a part of ABC News since 1988, joined Good Morning America in 2006, which will make his last appearance. He made his last appearance, matter of fact, this morning. Meteorologist Ginger Z, who has frequently filled in for Champion on GMA, will replace him. And Spike Lee has been criticized on Twitter after dismissing claim of his copyright breach. Graphic designer Juan Luis Garcia has claimed that the poster design for Lee's Old Boy remake was stolen by movie studios. In an opening letter, Garcia said that his designs were being used to promote the film, but he has not agreed to use to their use and has not been paid. Asking Lee to intervene, he stated that an agency made an insultingly low offer when asking to use his design, but continued to use them despite being declined. Lee later responded by saying that the letter was a cheap trick from somebody he had never worked with before. According to Den of Geek, Lee also responded to an Instagram post which suggested he paid the guy. However, the post has since been deleted. And Katie Couric will leave ABC next year. It has been confirmed. The award-winning broadcaster will join Yahoo News in early 2014 as the organizational global anchor. Couric will continue to host her syndicated daytime talk show, Katie, which launched in 2012. She will lead a team of correspondents, including Megan Lieberman, David Pogue, and Matt Bai in her new role. And Robin Thicke and Fall Out Boys will headline Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest 2014. Ryan Seacrest will host the annual ABC Holiday Special on December 31st, along with The View, Jenny McCarthy, and Fergie. Enrique Iglesias, Jennifer Hudson, and Jason Derulo will also perform on the show, with additional acts being announced in the coming weeks. Simon Tansley's New Year's Eve celebration will be shown from both the East Coast and the West Coast. The special is part of a contract extension that Seacrest reached with ABC in October. Seacrest has hosted New Year Rockin' Eve since 2006. The original host, Dick Clark, passed away in April 2012. And Lindsay Lohan will be taking action against Grand Theft Auto V. The Parent Trap actress will apparently sue Rockstar Games for using her image in the open-world game. Lohan demanded serious money from the publisher, claiming that her image was used in-game and without her permission. This is according to TMZ. The game's cover art displayed a blonde-haired female character, which supposedly resembled Lohan. Additionally, two in-game missions reportedly featured Lohan copies, specifically one where a supposed replica of the actress is seen in a building that represents the Chateau Marmont, which is a hotel Lohan once resided in. Released worldwide on September 17th for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, GTA 5 has shipped more than 29 million units. And R. Kelly and Kelly Rowland's collaboration single had made its way out online. Entitled All the Way, the track is a sexy and provocative slow jam that features the two star trading verses about how much they're addicted to each other. All the Way is not the only new R. Kelly song that has recently landed online, as Show Ya P has also hit the web. The mid-tempo club banger featured guest appearance from Juicy J and Migos. Both songs will appear in Kelly's Black Panties album, which is scheduled to hit stores on December 10. The musician also has worked with Ludacris, 2 Chainz, and Future for his 12th studio set. To promote the album, Kelly has set up a Black Panties hotline. Fans who call in to 312-380-6596 will receive 8 messages a month from the star. And Cheryl Cole has won an undisclosed settlement from the producers of X Factor USA. Cole filed a lawsuit against production company Blue Orbit in December 2012 after she was famously dropped from the Fox competition just weeks after beginning her job. Cole, who received positive reviews from critics for her short appearances on the judging panel, is asking for $2.3 million in her original lawsuit. The case has now been settled out of court, with Cole receiving an undisclosed sum. Cole's original X Factor USA contract had a pay-or-play clause for 2 seasons, meaning that she would be compensated financially even if she was dropped from the show. While she was paid for the first season, she asked to be compensated for the second, as well as damages for wardrobe, housing, and living expenses. Cole famously fell out with X Factor mogul Simon Cowell after being fired from the show, but the relationship has since thawed, and Cowell recently suggested that he would like to see her back on the UK version of the series. Right now, we have 6 minutes left remaining in the show. I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in on this Wednesday afternoon. Join me next week when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
know what it's like.